Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hi, everybody. Welcome. So glad to have you with us. We took a couple days of vacation.
Vacation.
Kind of needed it. Yeah, staycation, really. Often we don't even get to enjoy where we live because we're so busy. So we took a little time for that.
A little trip.
Who sang that?
War.
Oh, that's right.
War.
So, yes, that's what we did. Glad to be with you on this most lovely Friday night. Friday middle of the night for those of you who join us from across the pond and beyond.
From east. Those are east of us.
That's true.
West, it goes backwards.
So I'm Deborah Lee. I'm very happy to be giving you readings this evening. I am using, as those who are joining us on Facebook for the Psychic Love Doctor Show, on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page, where we are live streaming, that I'm using only an ordinary deck of playing cards for the readings. They are the focal point for intuitive perception. I also mentioned that I will be using a 24-card layout for each of the calls because I prefer it that way. Others I've seen on TikTok and other platforms that they just kind of rifle off cards, not really my style. I prefer to see the whole playing field that you're living on. The total enchilada, you might say. So that's why I do that. So you're going to need to give me a minute or so. And with that, I want to also welcome those of you who are on Blog Talk Radio. Wow, we have listeners all around the globe. Awesome. We love it. Thank you so much for joining us. And Facebookers, we love you too.
Facebookers.
Yeah. That's another good song. Is that Day Tripper?
But you don't like the Beatles.
No, true. I'm not saying I despise them.
You just change every single time you change the channel on the radio, that's all.
It's got to be a song I like.
But that's not despising,
like. No, it has to be a song.
Of their 4 billion hits, there's only like one, maybe. Yeah. I don't even know what it is, I bet.
What? The one I like?
I can't remember because you don't hear it enough.
Yeah, probably not. Anyway, over to Jimbo.
Roger that. One of my radio shows for informational education programs only. like those stupid infomercials. Education, informational, disclaimer type stuff. If you're international, that's another reminder. Please let us know as soon as you have your presence. If you're a listener, you'll tell us where you're from. A blog talker or a caller. So your listeners can't talk to us unless they're calling also. And if you're a Facebooker, you can let us know, too, that you're international. We'll give you international live shout-outs, like we're going to start off with Laura from London. International shout-out to Laura in the UK. That's first, but not likely the last international shout-out we shall get. Then we'll, as you appear, we will give them, and when we can work it in, through all readings are going on and whatnot. Ah, there's Rachel. Now we're going. There's Rachel from the other side of the globe in Australia.
Yes. Hello. Good morning, Rachel.
Total good, a very good example of international, as in other world almost, seems like. Other part
it
of
does, it. Doesn't it?
Different season, different everything going on.
Yeah, and their toilets flush opposite ours.
Because they're in the lower hemisphere, the southern hemisphere of the planet. Same with their cyclone spin the other way, too.
Wow.
And that's special. And that's special. let's see here. I guess the important stuff, you have a million callers, but I still must give that number out because 512-602-9676, number to call in. When you call in, you'll hear a message that says you can wait while you listen. That was dumb. You can listen to the show while you wait, and that is what works. I called in while she was talking to check on it, and if You can hear it. If you don't hear a show, hang up, call back. So what? Boo-boo. Boo-boo. And that happens.
Okay.
It's just, that's life. Facebookers, we'll try to work you in when we can. We can't even promise you not a rose garden, but we can't promise you a time. Can't promise you how many of you will do it. It's just, we're just shooting from the hip based on callers and whatnot. All right? And also, tonight, it's Friday, so it's one-of-a-kind
yeah!
night. The cards tonight are not angels. They're not angelic at all. They are rebel cards. They got a lot of vulgarity in here. Not like vulgarity directed at you. They have vulgarity to emphasize the message is all. They don't say you're an epithet.
I don't know if it's vulgarity. It might be profanity.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I guess it is profanity. Is more
it's
of a proper
not
term.
It's pornography. Yeah.
You're right. I mean, it could be, but these aren't. You can have words that could get very almost like porn, but they're not. These are not. These have some F-bombs and stuff like that to emphasize points and all. That's all. So, but they're not angelic, but the messages are typically good, even if they don't maybe paint you in a good light at that moment. It might maybe make you realize, I gotta get myself together or something.
And
like
you know,
that.
The F word has been so used and it's so common in our language now that
it's ridiculous.
It's lost a lot of its punch, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does, yeah. It's kind of weird. I wonder if, like, a couple hundred years from now, they'll be F-bombing in churches. Just like it's nothing. And somebody would say, it's not the Lord's name. It's not the Lord's name. You're not taking the Lord's name in vain. F-bombing.
And if you look it up, it's a German originating word.
Well, when you go to, like, a real good dictionary, tells you right at the beginning, there's tells you, like, an origin. A lot of them is Germanic. A lot of the languages has Germanic origins. But other ones.
Yeah.
I remember, and they probably did it. They did it when I went and took a college. It was composition writing class. They actually, the guy went right back to the beginning. One of our lessons was, all right, get a dictionary, and he'd give you some origin. He'd ask you all these questions because all the answers are in there. Like, what's the origin and all this other stuff that's actually in that little thing there. It's pretty cool. Okay, all right, so we talked about this. Yes, one more thing here. This is part of the protocol. Well, why did I do that? We already did that.
Yeah!
But I didn't tell you one step further about that. When you hear that, yes, it is a sign that you're about to get a rebel card. More importantly, that's a sign that your reading with Deborah has been concluded, which is going to roll into you getting a rebel card before we go to another person desiring a reading, be it a call, or we'll use the Rebel Yell on Facebook readings too. So respect it, all right? Just remember, the longer you stay on when we're trying to move on, that might be another person or two that at the end that doesn't get a free reading. Just remember that. I know everybody's eager about themselves, but you got to think about other people too. We're here thinking about other people. We aren't giving ourselves any free readings. We're not, when the show's over, we don't go to our bank account and say, oh, look at all that money we got. This is free. Be kind to others by being kind to our rules. Like, don't, when you hear the rebels and the harps, let it go. Don't keep asking questions because you're going to screw somebody out of a reading.
Yeah, because basically
you're
giving you a taste. And we're giving you a response to your question. But for anything more in depth, we need you to work one-on-one.
Yes. That is not one-on-one after the show for free. Oh, hey, guess what? About that question I have another question. Well, if you have lots of other questions or you would like to know more about the question you said, you can maybe see it up there. Well, you can't, but it's psychiclovedoctor.com. That webpage will have everything you need. All the information is there to set up a private reading. There's even in the top right corner, there's an 800 number that's available for you that like to maybe spontaneously, I want a reading now. If you go there, it'll actually say whether she's alive or not.
But even if I'm not,
you can still go on there, yes.
I will get to you soonest.
You can still, there's a link, and you click it, it'll explain how you can call and still get yourself set up for a reading.
As a new caller, you get 5 free minutes. You could complete your business within 5 minutes if you wish.
That would be a hell of a quick reading. You'd probably get longer ones on here, though.
And there's a voice that comes on a recording that will ask if you want to continue.
Yeah, but it's 5 minutes in addition to what you would have, And one thing about the 800 number is you're not prepaying for a block of time.
No, but in the chat feature, you can.
Well, we haven't set that up yet.
Okay. Well, it's kind of there. They'll see it. They can request it.
But
where,
we haven't...
Say you're at work and you've got an issue that you need a reading on. You can arrange for me to contact you through messaging and get your reading that way.
Right.
And you get 10 free minutes with that one. So
yes. Yeah. So that's the deal. So when we're in here, when we do Facebook readings, they're going to be via pointing to this device, but she has a computer. You have a phone, computers, you have desktop, laptops, iPads, iPoops, whatever. If you're on Facebook, you have the ability to use Facebook Messenger audio or video.
And if you have iPoop, I want to know where you got that.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, the typed readings in here, so we can't do that because once again, we only do the show for so long, and every time we do like those type readings, somebody in the end is getting screwed out of a free reading because they take so much longer. Got to respect that. So when you hear the harps and the rebel yell, let the reading end. Obviously, if you had like just like a 3 second thought on something she just said, I get that, but you just can't keep going on, is all. And the same thing with the Facebookers. When we say, hey, we're open for Facebook, we're going to take the first on a messenger call has to be to Deborah Lee. It will not be to the Psychic Love Doctor Show because that account's all wrapped up filming this. So you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be to Deborah Lee. You have to be friends with Deborah Lee. If you're not friends with Deborah Lee, well, then you got to make that happen. That's all. You know how to be friends on Facebook. So.
And no frenemies allowed, right? Frenemies. It's such a weird expression, isn't it?
Yeah.
My frenemy.
Yep. Yeah, what is the enemy of my enemy is my friend, too. That's like an old wartime thing.
They said that?
It's like a war thing.
I guess.
I remember, like, Cortez. Remember how he just said, you know what? Conquest came over and he goes, my guys probably won't want to stay, so I'll burn my ships. And I was like, holy crap, now we got to take on this Cortez guy. How do we do that? He's like, well, he's already got a bunch of enemies. We got to make peace with these enemies so they come on our side before we start messing with this guy.
That is a pretty strong
motivator
to take. Oh, yeah.
Because you know how these guys are. I'd be like, no, I want to fight. Get on the ships and go home. And he's like, there are no ships.
Didn't we see that in Game of Thrones?
No.
I'm trying to remember.
No, they showed the beginning. It was, remember that apocalyptic?
Yeah.
At the very end, they're like,
oh, yeah.
And I say all these dudes with the conquistadors with their middle helmets, yeah. The Spanish guys coming ashore. That was it. That's how it ended. They didn't
weren't they disgusted about the heads rolling down?
Oh, yeah, when
that.
They saw all this human sacrifice stuff, that's what appalled him and made him want to put an end to that because he was such a Christian.
You know, and it's too bad Mel Gibson messed up his life at that point. Because that was a huge movie for him. And because he was running around calling women various names and getting drunk and getting in trouble. And
that movie, it didn't take away from the movie.
No, it didn't, but it took
awards,
away
right?
from him.
Oh, yeah, but yeah. That movie was great.
Oh, another one we just saw. If any of you get the chance, go see.
The Covenant.
Yeah, The Covenant.
Yeah, I mean, it's because Guy Ritchie's Covenant. I don't, you know, like... Guy Ritchie's Covenant, Tyler Perry's this. I don't care who the hell created it. I just want to know the title. These guys stick their names in these titles for promotion, self-promotion. But
Jake
Covenant,
Gyllenhaal.
It's a great movie.
It's about his best work.
Well, you know what? I've only seen very few of his movies.
Some of them are kind of crap.
I haven't. I've only seen a couple. Yeah. But he does good in the action roles. I can tell you that. I've seen like some... movie that I'm never going to awards, but I thought it was very entertaining, was The Prince of Persia, Sands of Time.
I never saw it.
It's not up your alley, probably. No. Well, I mean, it was, well, actually, we were like a lot of love story and stuff in there, but it was entertaining, and he was good in it, so. Okay.
All right, then.
So everybody got this now, all right? Because I will tell you a secret. I will tell you a secret. You guys, after I just had the spiel, and if you're not here, you can watch the post and get the spiel. If we start getting that little messenger stuff that you want to keep talking about reading and stuff like that for free when the show's not going on, the opposite thing will start happening. You will start getting skipped for readings because that is way out of line. We're doing this for free. Respect. If you think there's something life or death in your life that you need on, get on your little keypad out. Go to secondlovedoctor.com and arrange for that private reading. That's the deal. There is no...
Yeah, and some of you do. Oh, yeah. Then we are able to explore far more than this little ditty here on, you know, Facebook and Blog Talk.
Blog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
International shout out to Jeanette from old Canada.
Jeanette. I don't even see her.
Is that our Jeanette?
Who is it?
Or is that a different Jeanette?
I don't see a Jeanette.
Jeanette Riches. Is that
her? She's her. Yeah, that's her.
She must have changed her little logo thing, maybe. That's why. You know, her little...
Nothing's moving. No.
Mm-mm. Well, scroll up then.
Why would scrolling up help?
You know why?
Why?
You should quit doing that. Get out of that reply mode, Deb. Stop it. Just type everybody in here.
Yes, Commander.
Because they're going to see it anyway. And everybody thinks, like, when they reply, like, nobody's going to see that. You see it. It just flags them that, oh, they're talking directly to me. That's
yeah, Rachel, you are a good room monitor, Rachel.
And, so you see that when you put highlight her name, Jeanette. Oh, Louise from the UK. I just saw it. Not that I missed her. Go ahead, your national shout out. Oh, geez, I just saw that, too. There it is. Jack Watt in here. I'll take care of that, Deb. Go ahead and look at...
Yes, shout you, Jeanette.
And look at her. Look at her little...
You're going to have a wonderful time, and I hear the pizza's pretty awesome.
Look at her little profile picture thing. That's not the same, is it?
I don't really notice them. No. Oh, I love how you work at whatever I want, whenever I want, but only if I want to. Love that.
I'm just finishing blocking some...
See, I think men don't understand.
Unhappy person here.
For women, shopping is more than shopping. It's the equivalent of hunting, which they do. They are hunters and gatherers. Well, we go out and hunt and gather, too. Stuff that's on sale. You know, got to find those big sales and that golden treasure that everybody missed. You know, I love that. I see shopping as... retail therapy, oh, yeah. You can't walk around and, you know, be mulling over all your problems and chewing your knuckles. That doesn't work. When you are amongst all that eye candy, you must surrender to the hunt. But,
happy birthday. Louise says it's her daughter's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday,
Stuart. So I'm assuming... just now, because it's after midnight there, officially, and not like kind of almost sort of yesterday. It's such a paradox type contemplation when we're dealing with these time zones of people that hit past midnight. But anyway, happy moist day.
And Rachel,
9 years old, I believe it
we
was.
We shall have an official shopping expedition one of these days.
All right. Get the show on the road. 703, that's also in Commonwealth of Virginia where we are.
Uh-oh.
703, welcome, first caller.
Hello there. I bet it's...
Hello, it's Andrea.
Andrea.
It is Andrea indeed.
Well, how are you doing there, lady?
I'm okay, but remember that guy I was telling you about that started talking to? He completely ghosted me and even deleted me off the dating site. So I don't know, you know what, whatever.
Well, sometimes they're looking for easy target suckers, people that aren't going to be able to figure out their jackwads, and they're like, oh, that person's too smart for me. I'm not going
to
bother.
Then they need to go to Grindr.
They're trying to be like P.T. Barton.
Grindr is for guys.
You know, we literally live like maybe 10 minutes from each other, and, you know, and you just literally just ghosted me after, you know, I'm like, so I just send a message, you know, good luck, whatever, because I'm not chasing you. So,
coward! You don't need a coward.
Which is a good thing, because that's doing you a favor of some broken thing in his brain you would have found out later. So that was good for him to do you the favor.
Come on.
But do you remember the job thing with the car dealership that I told you about?
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't, but you go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there was a car dealership, and then I told him I didn't want to work any holidays, and I went back and said I would consider it, and he goes, nah, we're good, you know, kind of thing. He called me yesterday and said that I guess I was it. He spoke to the general manager about me, saying she's really great, you know, blah, 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 but she doesn't want to work holidays. And he said, well, if you think she's that great, we'll work around the holidays. Like, we'll figure it out. We'll, you know, give a vacation pay or something. So I met with him today after my doctor's appointment. I met with him and basically, you know, asked a bunch of questions and said, let's start with a background check, and then we'll go from there. If we pass that, we'll do the drug test.
Great.
There you go. That's up.
Do you want this job?
I mean, it would be kind of boring. I mean, it's $2 less an hour, but you know what? There's no stress, no one, you know, coming down my throat, but you know, a bunch of crap. So you know what? I can take it and keep looking. I mean, there's no harm and no foul, right?
You take it, you keep looking. You can budget a little bit with the happiness that you now have with minus the stress. How are the benefits?
I think they do have some. I forget what they are, but I think they do have some.
Okay. Well, that's cool then. And like
one of my sons works
like you said, it's not a forever thing.
At a big car dealership. And he's got very good benefits.
Sure.
And the people all act like they're one big happy family. So hopefully that'll be the case for you too. Yeah.
All right. So let's hit us with your questions.
So that was a question. Do you think that job will come through, or do you think there's still something else out there?
There you go. I like it. Very good. Very good. Caller number one who's been holding for a long time. I'm talking to you, Facebook folks. Also have to remember, one of the big reasons is we take a big chunk of the Blog Talk phone callers is they've been holding 15 minutes before we even went live. So they've been already putting the time in. So. You know how that goes. Some folks, I don't know, just about everybody has a plan that's unlimited minutes, but you never know. Our buddy that calls in on News for the Soul, Bob, he's calling in from Australia. So I don't know if he has an unlimited international plan. Damn if he does, but maybe he puts it on the business right off. But if he doesn't, well, that thing is holding and ticking. His dollars are flying.
Boy, is he smart, too.
Well, he's not a young youngin, so he's obviously got his life squared away. Probably got an international plan. He has some nonprofit stuff going on. He could have it linked to, you know. And when he's calling and he's promoting his, you know, his awareness for suicide, so that he can write that off, you know, because that is really what he's doing. So, but anyway,
Rachel says we love Bob, and I'll tell
you, he's cool.
I can tell he's a wild man.
He's a cool dude. He's a cool dude. You can just talk to him. You know, he's just cool.
He's like a Crocodile Dundee, but with a bigger build and white hair and all that. But I can tell
he's just a cool dude. But anyway, we'll talk about Bob. Hopefully he'll call in Monday. That'll be great. Anyway, go ahead.
To you, Andrea. Yeah, you won't get this job too terribly long. There will be something way better coming. But you're going to make some nice friends there. So I think it's friendships that will carry over after you've left there. I could see you there 3 to maybe 6 months, if that long. So, you know, I don't feel this will be too terribly long.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when do you go back to, or have you been back to the other job, to the job?
Oh, yeah, the crappy-ass one, yes.
You've been there?
So how are things there?
They still suck. I mean,
is it less sucky?
Yeah, it's not quite as bad, but the drive still blows.
Yeah, international shout out to Kirsty in the UK.
You know what? That woman still would love to chew your head off.
Which one?
Her snake tongue.
That one. What's
the problem
her name?
Child.
Beatrice
the problem child.
Or,
there.
Yeah.
Beatrice, the one that yelled at me.
The troublemaker.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
Beatrice.
She's going to keep it in, hold it in, and at least know you're annoying the hell out of her. You know,
I'm not going back to that. I can't go back to that. I can't go back to that office. They told me,
why?
At first they told me yes, and then they told me no. They said because the office manager doesn't want me to come back. She said if Beatrice and I got into an argument or something, she's afraid that I would keep contacting HR. So she says she doesn't want me to come back.
Here like this.
This is borderline almost lawsuit stuff. That is not a good reason to deny somebody to come back.
It isn't.
You say, I don't want to come back because I'm afraid they're going to call HR. I'd be like, really? Well, then, maybe I should contact them and tell them that right now that I can't come back.
Yeah, and why wouldn't they just treat you right?
Oh, I think I'd be on the phone with them right now.
Yeah, call up the labor.
But anyway, that's me. I'm just me. I'd be pissed off. I can't come back.
They told me that you can't come back.
What a bunch of jackwads. All right, anyway.
Well, then that's what she's here.
That's why she was talking about the loan.
Yeah, that woman has no love for you.
Got it.
Mm-mm. Yeah. So,
I'll be out of the company soon enough because, you know, it'll take about a week for the background check, and then I'll be out of there soon enough.
Don't worry about it. I got another scammer. That's what pissed me off.
All right. Okay, well, good. I'm glad that things are moving forward for you.
Yeah.
And this little car dealership job will probably turn into it's going to be a stepping stone that will make bigger and better things.
Yeah, what she was saying, it's a good intermediate job, you know. A little couple bucks an hour less, but zero stress. So, you know, zero stress.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you said, it's swinging the other way on the boredom side, but, you know, you're not going to take.
I'll take that over what I got any day.
You're not going to do it till the end of time, so what the hell, right?
No. Right.
I got multiple, so keep on rolling, Deb.
You do.
I have multiple scam, jackwad, horrible people. I wish I could. Oh, I wish I was a hacker. I would destroy them.
Are you planning to go on another adventure, like a cruise, travel somewhere?
Yeah, in January for my birthday. Yeah. Yep. Going to go to Jamaica, Mexico, and Cayman Islands.
Oh, sounds great. So fun.
Yep, going by myself.
An awful lot of people are either jumping or falling off these cruise ships.
See, I bet the more and more falling.
You think they're falling?
Yeah.
Like drunk?
Oh, of course.
Oh. Yeah, it's just unbelievable the numbers they can't find. I think they're turning to shark bait.
Well, and we have to remember, God, I'm getting tired of this crap. It's never ending right now.
So I don't drink, so I won't be getting drunk off a boat.
Well, that's good.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
I'd be hanging out around the buffet tables myself. I can't get myself. I love anything that's pretty. Then I heard they make their food very pretty. So I would like that.
Yeah, that they do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, are you going alone or with somebody?
No, I'm going by myself this time. The last time the girl ruined it, so I'm going by myself.
Yeah. Will you have your own stateroom?
My own balcony room. Yep.
Oh, boy, is that going to be nice. Yeah,
I know. I can't wait.
It's sure to come true. You might get a little jerked around on the dates. We'll see. But they may do some switch up on the dates. Maybe they'll. Here's the deal. A close cousin of mine recently went on a she went on a cruise over to Bermuda, I think it was. And they were down from New York. But they said whales were mating, so they couldn't take the cruise ship down to us.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I was going to see her. They were going to get off for a day or so. Hey, if whales are mating, we got to leave them alone.
Oh, Lord God.
That's right.
Stand by for your rebel card real quick. It says shame, regret, and guilt. Those are just BS. Forgive. Let that stuff go.
Stuff?
Let that shit. Yeah, remember, we're trying to clean up, remember?
Remember?
Awesome.
So, something out there, I don't know. Probably when you get your new job, you're going to let all that stuff go anyway. So, you don't even need this card.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
You don't even need this card to tell you
that's
that.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Madeira. Glad you for holding.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, honey.
You're welcome. Okay. You too. Happy Mother's Day.
And to you too.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you.
Okay. Yes. All right. Bye.
All right. I don't like Facebook, and I accidentally banned Rachel.
Can you bring her back?
No, I can't do squat about that.
Oh, no, you have to be able to.
No, I can't. I banned her from this stream. I can't bring her back.
Oh, no.
So somebody contact. See, everything was flipping. Flip. Flip, flip, because we had three in a row. Flip, flip, flip. And I didn't realize it until to the Ultimate ban, her page popped up and I was like, oh, I only banned her from this stream. So she should be able to come back. But if somebody, I don't know if you can find, do you have her on, has she ever messenger you before?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, go to your message thing. You're Deborah. You just tell her it was an accident. It was like, you know what? She got hit by friendly fire. Sorry about that, Rachel. But I think it's just for this one show.
Yeah, but no, she's been benched.
See, here's the thing you don't know, right? You know, when the chat log comes up, there's the three dots to the right, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
when I click the three dots, sometimes it hesitates. Then it moves up, and then the menu pops up. It says banned from stream. So you assume that it must have jumped, and I was banning her from the stream.
Do you remember what her second name was?
I don't remember.
I've got a million.
Ask them. Maybe the folks in the if you know what Rachel her last name was, please let us know.
Oh, it was like Jose.
Well, freaking no.
No, she's not here. Oh wait, there she is. But which one? which one?
No, you should be looking on your friends list if she's your friend. That's what you need to do.
It's hard, too hard to get to from here.
Well, I told people if they could let her know. Rachel, yeah, it's Jose, but you said there's a million of them?
Yeah.
Well, it'd be the one in Australia. Hopefully there's not 15 of those. You know what? If you folks, somebody out there could, because we're trying to do a show, if anybody could find her and send her a messenger and say it was an accidental ban from the stream, it should not be long-lasting. I can't bring her back, unfortunately.
You should be shocked.
It's not my fault. Blame those other jackwads that all came in. Blame those frickers that came
in.
I had to. Yeah. I go to click, and then there's a big hesitation, and the screen's jumping, and life's a bitch. All right. Sorry. Yeah, somebody. There you go, Deb. Go back. Get out of there. Right there. Somebody gave you everything you need. All right. Thank you so much. Well, now I'd like to
all
take
right,
another caller, but
sure.
Deb's going to be very busy tonight now. Well, you know what? I'll start the caller on Deb, all right? All right? All right. All right. All right. Actually, I have no problem getting this one going because next caller is area code 651, which is in Minnesota. Welcome, 651. Welcome back.
Hi, it's Christiana.
Welcome. I saw the 651. I saw that it was... I remember as a child growing up, my life was very small. So the Twin Cities were down south to us, to me. That was down south. But now, now when I think about that, where I've been, you know, around the country and the world. And
that
stuff,
was metropolis, to go to the city.
No, I didn't really call it. I liked some of the things, but I disliked a lot of things. I just said it was down south. Because their weather was a lot hotter in the summer. Holy crap, it was.
Oh, and they get wicked winter weather, too.
Yeah. But anyway, all right, we're taking Christiana. It's your time.
All right.
Hit us with your questions and catch us up if there's anything we need to know or would like to know.
Okay. So I actually have a question about someone from my past, like a really long time ago. That I was abused as a child by them, and first letter of the first name, the initial is T, and the last name initial is S, and so I was just wondering, it's basically I want to know if they're still doing the same thing, or if they've learned from their mistakes.
Is this something that came to you after quite some time, or has it always been in the back of your mind?
Is something that you blocked and then came to light in the last few years?
No, it comes back once in a while. Sometimes I'll have a nightmare.
Okay.
You know,
but it actually happened. You're not thinking you might have dreamt it or anything?
Oh, no, this actually happened. Yeah.
All right, roger that. Okay, so this is this person himself, basically.
Well, for myself, I didn't remember till I was 40. And I was watching, what the hell is the name of that guy? Larry King. Some of you may not know him. And I was watching him, and he had this horrible girl from Little House on the Prairie, the blonde one that was the little biatch all the time.
Oh, yes. She did a good job, though. The nasty one at school.
Everybody hated her.
At the school. The little one at the school, yeah.
And she was talking about how when she was on that show, she was molested by family members. And as I'm watching her, all of a sudden, I remembered an uncle on my father's side. And I'll tell you, I was seeing red. He'd long since been dead. But I'll tell you, I went to my husband and I said, if that son of a bitch was alive today, I'd make it a point in my life to show up on his doorstep. When I told my family, when I went back home and saw the relatives this last September, I couldn't believe how many of my female cousins had been molested too. So how about that? Her real name is Esther.
I'm asking. I'm talking. Just
Molly or
focus
no.
on this. Focus. Focus.
Yeah.
Focus on Christiana. There we go. It was the character name. Nice. So her character name was Nelly Olson.
That's it.
Yes. Well, that's cool. I can't, you know. All the cards are going down. There is almost a disclaimer on all the shows. A lot of the shows from 60s, 70s, and even the early 80s. And the biggest disclaimer is a lot of them had no competition. We had three freaking channels forever.
Yeah, I remember.
Three freaking. So now some of the bigger cities had some extra ones.
Yeah.
But
Minneapolis had
a couple extra ones. And sometimes late at night when the sun went down, interference went down, if you had a really good antenna, you could spin it around. You could pick up a couple other channels. A little bit of snow. Our stupid ass channels. On a Sunday, they're all signing right off. There's no late night TV on Sundays in Duluth, Minnesota.
Mm-mm.
So you like either got a radio if you don't want to go to sleep, listen to music, going to watch some TV. You got to try to pick up some Minneapolis-St. Paul stations. Yes. Yeah, I hated that. I was like, yeah, I'm a kid. Sometimes I want to stay up, and you guys are going, oh. Remember they had one guy would say prayers. I had a remember the little prayers at night. Yeah, I was like, what if I am a Satan worshiper? Those prayers are going to offend me before I go to bed. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm not picking up that he did, okay? Not picking it up. But that doesn't mean it didn't happen. It's just that I see it for you. And this is something that if it really bothers you, you might want to work through that in therapy, you know? How young were you? I was like 4, maybe 5 years old. It wasn't
molestation and it was by a female, but it wasn't anything like that. It was a different kind of abuse.
Well, and they all suck and there's none of them are any better than the other. Nobody should be psychologically abusing you, physically beating you or just doing different things. Like psychological torture is horrible.
Right, and the only thing I remembered at first were his hot hands, and they were somewhere that even as a little kid, I knew I wasn't to have hot hands.
Remember,
there.
Nobody should ever touch you in your bathing suit area.
Your no-no place.
That was from a movie.
From
like,
Clifford,
yeah.
Remember? That movie. Uh-oh, who's here?
Oh, Satan has arrived. We have a light flashing in the hallway. So we expect that there'll be
No, honey, I'm not picking up on it. I'm sorry.
Hey, in the hallway, stop that crap.
It's all right.
I'm not you. If you guys keep on, I'm going to go take care of the
hallway, so. How's everything else going?
Everything else is going pretty good. Yeah. I'm loving my new apartment.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Most of the people there speak a foreign language, so I guess they're not going to bother you.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that about to hear about your family and what happened to all of you.
Oh, yeah, but at least it was a very long time. So, it's doing it more.
Son of a biscuit.
Well, there's somebody there. Show yourself.
Well, we're just going to let it go. It's not really.
Yeah, well, you know what? His sons were predators, too, I found out. And none of the females in my family fell for it. But, you know, when you're young, living in a small community, and back then, you know what people would tell you? Things like, you're too young to know, or be seen and not heard. You know, that kind of stuff.
Well, that was the mentality back in the day.
Yeah, and I never met anybody who admitted to any of this stuff.
Nobody admitted to anything because it was one of those victim shame things, you know.
Oh, and yeah, and then
victim
when you got...
Victim shame,
when
you
turned
shaming.
Into... Because my family originates from the old country, which was overseas, okay? And the elders would say things like, you're a teenager now, don't you let those boys touch you. They are bad. Those boys are very, very bad.
Got it bad.
And so
it
would be kind of like, wow. You know, and they made them sound like they were all criminal. You know, but I guess that was their way of keeping us from getting pregnant.
Well, they didn't, you know, unwanted pregnancies were...
Oh, and there was one
in
my... It
would shame a whole family back in the old days, the entire family.
Yeah, there was one in my family as I was growing up. And her father went to the girl's family or the boy's family and flipped open his checkbook and said, okay, how much for her to get down the aisle? How much? I thought, wow. And he wrote him a check. And then there was a shotgun wedding.
And then there would probably be later on the divorce eventually. Because that ain't going to last.
Oh, and it didn't. And you know what's ironic? It
ain't going to last.
I know people are thinking, where are we going? Well, we're having fun, really. What was ironic is when they got a divorce, it came out, he'd been having an affair with another cousin, and he married her.
Oh, he should have moved to Tennessee or West Virginia or something like that. All right, here we go. Anyway, here's your Rebel Club reading. It says, get the F outside, move your ass. Your body is pissed at you. Sounds like maybe the cards are saying you're not getting enough mobility, exercise, enough outside time.
Get outside when you can with bare feet on the grass.
And sometimes that means you got to separate yourself from stressors. It doesn't necessarily mean physical activity. It means whatever is bothering you and you're working on, maybe just separate yourself. Even if you go in a dark room, just give yourself some away time. Whatever sucks, yourself some away time.
Sucks?
Whatever sucks, give yourself some wait time. Outside, she's in Minnesota. That's a good place now.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Christiana. Thank you for holding forever now. Depending on where she is in the Twin Cities, you could be in the Twin Cities and there ain't a damn green thing anywhere near you are.
Right now? They don't have spring?
I'm saying there are parts in this. Remember, it's a big city. You can be in the city and there's not a tree for a while, a couple trees here and there, but... There's not woods like we're used to because they're in the heart of a big city. They have ghettos and slums and nice places. And, you know, it's not like a little hick town like everybody thinks.
No, it isn't. It's quite expansive.
It's the Twin Cities.
The only thing I remember is Nicollet Mall and running around there.
Yeah, I do remember that. I don't even know if that's there anymore.
Yeah, Nicollet Mall had all the trees always lit
up.
Might
not be. The Mall of America might have just brought it to its knees because nobody would probably go there with the Mall of America nearby.
Oh, I've never been there.
Neither have I. People are like, oh, my God, you're missing. Everybody's like, it's not on a bucket list. It's a giant mall with all sorts of cool stuff. But there's not a mall on this planet that's on my bucket list.
You know, they're dying. Malls
that one,
are
those,
dying.
Those ones like that, and there's some international ones, I think, now that are bigger internationally and stuff. But those are different. Those aren't like the traditional malls. Those big, giant ones like that, they're not going to die. They have hotels and roller coasters.
Yeah.
They're just an attraction. They're like an attraction for tourists.
Were you there at South Carolina when Lance was leaving for Japan?
Yeah, I was. We went to the airport.
Did you go to that abandoned mall where they had that one bookstore? We were buying them a game, and it was Barnes & Noble. It was the only thing on the exterior. And walking through that mall.
Why would you be buying them a game when he's leaving in the next day? That might have been a different time when you were down
there.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah, no, that was not that day. It was not that day.
But, they wanted the game. What's that war game?
One of the Call of Duties, probably?
No, it was before that. It's an old game where you have your countries.
Oh, you're talking a board game?
Yeah.
Oh, that was, it wasn't Risk. It was the other one. It was the, yeah, I know what she's talking about. Anyway, who cares? But anyway, bye-bye. All right.
Bring it.
Right, folks, like I said, hopefully all the folks could pass my apologies on to Rachel.
Oh, she's crying her heart out.
At least her day, she has her whole day, it's morning there, so her day was beginning. She just can't be here with us. Yeah. I'm thinking the ban from stream is a one-day thing. I think it's temporary.
Well, we should ask Virgil if he was around.
I think
he's the king of that.
I think it's only banning from this stream. Here's how I knew I did it wrong. Because the first thing I do is I right mouse click the person's name, pull up their Facebook page, and then throw the background. Then I go back and I ban them from this stream. Then I go back to the page to fully kneel them down. That's when I was like, that was Rachel's picture that I banned from the stream. So I didn't do the full ban after that. So I think it's just this one show, and it is what it is. And I think we have to move on, and it's 520.
Did everyone talk about withdrawals and how sick with withdrawals everybody, we all are withdrawing when you're not. You have to have a life,
No, I was suddenly feeling so overwhelmed and had so much on my mind that I just had to step back. So I'm really sorry.
Oh, good.
Don't apologize.
I'm just letting you know how much you mean to all of us. Oh, my gosh. But, no, you've got to do it. You've got to do it.
All right. Hey, but now you got a couple days to catch us up on.
Yeah, tell us.
Oh, you don't even want to hear. Fuck.
Oh, no.
Okay. So,
oh, she said the F word, so it can't be good.
I know. Well, Deb, you did ask me if I was trying to subconsciously or unconsciously start trouble or do whatever. I didn't even talk to him all day yesterday. He did text me early in the morning, not early, mid-morning, and he said, are we still going to the other town to go shopping? And I said, I'll take a rain check, because the night before we were having our dinner that we made, and I was just talking to him, checking stuff out with him on certain things that I had called you and I'd asked stuff, and then I went and I was asking him. And then what did he say? He said things like, I don't know. It just he does word association. He doesn't really listen to me, and I have to talk to him about that. And I did talk to him this morning about it briefly. I said, I'll say something, and then he takes off running with it, and it's not what I was, that wasn't my meaning. And so this morning I was trying to tell him that. I said, because yesterday I didn't talk to him. He was standing on his head outside my window. He was trying to get my attention. He was doing everything, and I was ignoring him. I was so hurt with him. And
What did he do?
We were having dinner the night before, and I'll say something, and then he takes the ball and goes running in a different direction with it, and it's not my meaning. And
grab
by the time
what she said,
and
one
then
thing, and then just runs with it to burn her to the ground
to make an argument,
and it's
or
not
what?
And it's not my meaning, and so then by the time we
take
got to a certain point, I was crying, and I said, you know, I'm just moving. I can't take this drama. And so he got up, collected his dishes, and he said, because we were outside, and he said, you do what you have to do. And then he went inside. And then, like I said, we had plans for the next day to spend all day yesterday shopping. And I so hurt with him. And he sent me a text. He said, are we still going? And I said, no, I'm taking a rain check. And I texted him back. And then I refused to talk to him all day. And so this morning, I didn't want him to hibernate in his place, you know, thinking, I don't know what he was going to think, but I simply called him, and I kept it real short with him. I said, you didn't listen to my meaning, that you took different meanings from what I had said, and you wouldn't let me finish. And and so I restated certain things. I restated certain things. And so then he said, he was going to do his shopping today, and of course I was going to do my shopping, but we're doing it separately, and I had a thing I had to go to this morning. What do the cards say, Deb?
So it's unresolved.
They're in a limbo area. She doesn't really know where they are.
He's still not knowing
where
he is. Well, with his friends.
I told you another thing was coming.
She said that too at the beginning.
So shut up and read the cards. Is that what that
No,
means?
No.
So you just waved me up.
Because I didn't know if you heard her. I didn't know if you heard her. We are like oil and water.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're oil and water, but it is what it is.
So
and sometimes you have to have oil and water together because you need them.
He's still not home. Usually
the thing is, him is a really good sleeper-upper. He doesn't like, and neither do I. We don't like things to linger. Like what you're going through, I would be a wreck because I can't stand conflict around me. It just throws me.
Telling him, I told him that. I said all this human drama is just. I couldn't, and the room was crying for hours. And he says, "Don't you like to cry?" You know, and I don't know. It was just not a productive conversation. That was the other day.
I will have while the cards go. I will have a comment. One comment. As a guy, if you keep every 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks, 8 weeks throwing out, I'm going to move away, eventually when they hear that, they stop listening to that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, here you go. You're moving away again. So if you say that too many times, after a while, they'll be like, whatever, move away, because they don't believe you anymore.
Well, why don't you turn
go ahead.
And say, you know what? You need to move
that
away.
Would be hilarious.
I would. Tell him. He's
told me in the past, like 3-4 months ago, he said, I'm here first. And, of course, you know, it gets that's ridiculous children talking, then I just ignore him. You know, he'll say, well, I'm here first, and he was here first, and I'm not going to go down that vein with him.
He has a connection with a realtor, doesn't he? He has a connection with a realtor, right?
So he said,
Oh, y'all do. I don't know. You guys are all like in a big mafia family, I guess, apparently. I don't freaking know. Kiss the ring.
I don't know. He's not home. He's usually home by now. He's not home. So I don't know what's going on.
Well, you should check your logs. Are you keeping logs on him when he comes and goes? Are you keeping tabs?
Oh, geez, help me. You know,
Lord, help me.
Remember those old day evangelists?
Oh, God,
things?
Yes.
Lord, help me. I shall heal you. And then they would smack the person on the head and they'd pass out. And then later on they found out, they're all getting paid. It was a big setup. Those evangelists were on TV trying to scam people. Isn't that, hear that, thuds?
Sounds like a T-Rex is coming.
I think it's incoming mortar fire, so it's getting closer and closer. They're tracking the mortars to our house. You have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a sniper and a spotter. Sniper will take a shot and spotter's like, a little bit off. Sometimes they'll do that with mortar fire too. They really actually will do that with mortar fire. You know that. You're an army bitch. Sometimes, you know, they'll have some coordinates, and then they'll shoot the mortar, and either somebody at the front will tell them a little bit this way, a little bit that way, they'll have a spotter back there.
They do.
Make these little adjustments.
Of course, now they probably have computers doing everything.
But still, I bet there's a spotter.
Well, he is doing something. It looks like fun with a guy here. There's a guy here, and it looks just like conversational.
That's what guys do sometimes. You just go out and you shut down everything going on in your life and just have fun.
Because men have compartments, and we don't have. We have like one big container,
or two, maybe just two.
Yeah.
You might have just two, and guys have maybe five or six.
Yeah, and you keep like.
We can move them around. It's like, that's cool. This sucks. I'll put it over here, and I'll do this. Women have like A or B, and that's it. If you don't fit in there, holy goat shit, the world's coming to an end.
Well, we're wired differently than you.
And that's if each sex could figure that out with the other one, it would be so much harmony. And after a while, it happens with age. It doesn't happen for a long time. And some people have never.
So Deb,
some people have never. And Deb, Deb.
Yes.
Oh, Miss Deborah.
I can hear you. This is going to blow right over. And it should.
So it's just one of those things, and then.
Well, we get back to where we were, because it was kind of nice where we were.
Yes. And what I get from him is that when he said, are we still on, he would have liked for you to say, well, of course we are. You know.
Deb, I was so hurt with him. He went into his place, and I was left at the table crying. And I was really, really hurt.
If you're hurt, you shouldn't negate your feelings and say, well, I'm going to not care that I'm hurt so I can have a good day tomorrow. You should care about your feelings. If you're hurt, you're hurt. That's all there is to it.
I couldn't have brought myself to be with him because I was so hurt.
I'm going to piss on that lake.
You know what's going to happen to you? Electrocution time.
Yeah, you remember the dumbasses that used to, like, young, well, no, I don't know, some people don't know, they didn't live in the country. Some people would talk kids into peeing on electric fences, remember? When they were real little, 5, 6, 7 year old. They go pee on the electric fence, it'll be fun. I never did, thank God. I touched one, and I said, well, I damn know. I touched an electric fence as a kid. I'm damn well not going to pee on that thing.
Yeah,
it's
going to blow over for you, Lisa. They always do. And that's what the best relationships have to have. They're not always going to be perfect. Somebody's going to get hurt. Men don't really show it, though, do you? You guys just punch a wall or something. Yeah.
But it depends on the guy, though. This
you
guy,
know what, Deb? His birthday's coming up in June, and I made reservations for he and I to go to a really nice place to eat. And I did it in front of him, and I said, I'm going to do this for you, because he does a lot of stuff for me. He does a lot of stuff for me. And I don't know, they called to confirm the reservations yesterday, and I thought, well, I won't cancel. You know, I'll just wait to see. We've got that party on the 19th. I hope I meet someone, because I can't keep taking this bullshit that's going on. At least if I have some kind of side piece, it's some kind of diversion.
Boy, is it so funny to hear you say that.
Well, and the fact that she's saying that tells me that she is not insane.
Right, I agree.
Yeah, I mean, she's a person. She likes what she likes, but there's something she doesn't like. So she's like, you know what? If I got to go somewhere else, I'm going to have a side piece.
It's a good opening.
She's not a dumbass.
Tomorrow is a good opening to discuss this. Remember, I'm not using this word in a negative way, but they are kind of ignorant about our what hurts us, what you guys. You guys don't know.
Well, it's because we're from different planets, according to that book.
We have
to
teach you.
This morning I told him, I said, you misunderstood what I was saying. He said, oh, no, I have the right perception. I'm very accurate on my perception. And then I broke it down to him. I said, when I said this, this is what I meant. You thought I meant that. And so that's what I was doing. And then we didn't, you know, we just talked about.
Sure.
Well, now
you know.
Right.
You've indicated to him that another poacher. God, these people. Indicated to him that crossing that line hurt you and what he did. So if he's smart, he's not going to do that again. And if he tells you, you should think tit for tat. Okay. You know what I mean? Saying here, if he says, you know what, Lisa, don't do blah, blah, blah. Just say, okay, if it bothers you, I won't do that in your presence again. Doesn't mean you're going to quit doing whatever it is. You just won't do it around him. If he says, Lisa, stop taking your clothes off. It irritates me when you're naked. Say, fine, I won't do it anymore.
Deb, I'm so sorry.
I had to. I couldn't help it.
Oh, Deb, do you think it'll get better between us, or what do you think?
Oh, yeah. You know what? if you gave up now, it would make it, both of you look like cowards.
Well, wait a minute.
Emotionally.
Now. First of all, better than what, though? She said better than what? Better
than
the
where
last,
it is.
Better than the last 2 days.
Yeah.
But do you think it's going to get better ultimately than where the big picture is right now, Deb? Are they going to advance into some kind of
matrimony? June is going to be a remarkable month for them.
Okay.
And canceling crap without his plan.
I would never do that
mean.
Anyway.
I don't like that either.
And it wasn't like it was over somebody murdering somebody's brother.
No.
You guys had a misunderstanding. You don't cancel shit down the road for that.
No.
Plus, you can cancel that at the last minute.
Yeah,
anyway,
you can.
If you didn't have to put money down, wait till the last minute.
Yeah.
He really hurt me, though.
Well, then,
it really hurt my feelings.
Did you make sure he knew that?
I was crying at the table. I was crying at our dinner table outside. We were, and then he got up and he picked up his dishes. And I said, "What did I say?" I said something. Oh, I said I was going to move. I said, "I'm so sick of this drama between us." I sit in my room. I said, crying for hours. And he said, "Well, I thought you liked to cry."
Let me ask you something, Lisa. Just a curiosity question. Are you super sensitive where you cry a lot? Because
when you get mad, that'll work.
I do when I get mad. I'll cry.
No, this was... Wait a minute. Let me think now. You know, I cried... Because he was... why did I cry? I'm trying to remember why I cried. I can't remember why I cried. Normally, I don't cry. Normally, we're laughing, and we were. We were laughing, and we were joking, and then I was asking him questions, and then he started saying stuff, and he was interpreting what I was saying, and he talked faster than I do because he's from somewhere else, and I don't talk that fast. And then, and I'm stunned when he says certain things, and the meaning is way off. And I can't even remember why I was crying. I can't remember. I just said, sometimes he'll...
I don't remember why something made you cry.
Because, I don't know.
How in the hell does somebody not remember that something made them cry a day or two ago? I don't get that.
Well, he was saying, oh, farts.
I don't care about...
Remember.
Actually, it doesn't... No, I don't mean specifically. You said he said something about... The big picture was he said something that he took out of context that made you cry, right? That was the big picture, right? The hell's wrong with you? Did you have amnesia?
He was misinterpreting what I was
talking
to him about, and he kept misinterpreting, and then he kept, like, it's like word association, you know, like you pick a word and then somebody runs with it. That's what he was doing.
Absolutely.
And it had nothing, and I told him this morning, I said, it was not that, none of that was my meaning, and he was misinterpreting what I was saying. And I don't have a chance to explain. And then he comes back at me and says, you know, trying to remember the gist of everything that went on.
Do these scenarios happen often where things come up and you cry in front of them? Has this happened before?
God, no. No, but you know what? You know what? Today, when I was walking in the store and I was grocery shopping by myself, I had no one there with me. And I happened to look up. And I was reminded of my significant other. This guy was coming toward me, and I almost started crying. And I said, geez, that must be, you know, right there with him.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm still dealing. And I stopped the man, and I said, I'm so sorry. We were in the aisle together, and I said, I'm sorry. You are wearing his hat, and I just lost him. And you're wearing – he didn't understand. He started laughing, and his head was the shape of – my significant other, and it was so, I thought, God, I can't believe how I just almost, I really, not fell apart, but I was, you know, teary-eyed. I was caught off guard. And you know what I think this thing is next door? Not him. He's not a thing. It's the energy. I think it's just a diversion.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Lisa, at some time, look up. Do a search for Faith Hill. There's a song she sings, and it's called something like I Thought I Saw You Today. It is a fantastic song about losing somebody you really love, and then you think you see them.
Her songs are really good, especially the ones.
Oh, you know what it is? Okay, you're bringing it back to me. You're bringing it back to me what he and I were talking about. He starts bringing up my relationship. He starts bringing up how I was with him for so many years, and he says, that still bothers you? I said, it does not. And I said, it bothers you because you keep bringing it up.
Then I'm going to have to make cocktails.
All right, go ahead.
All right. Okay. Roger that.
We were discussing logistics.
We're discussing the meaning of life. And
so you might have to roll that back a
little bit. Yeah, about what you're talking about. We were discussing the meaning of life and why they're coming out with these little maxi pad freaking diaper pants they want women to wear now instead of wearing tampons.
Oh, what do you think of that?
I can't even believe that they're advertising.
I haven't even heard about it. Going on.
Period pants.
They're advertising period pants now, making them sound like it's a new wave thing.
Are you kidding me? I haven't even seen it.
It's all you'll have.
You got to Google it. It's horrible. I'm not even a guy. I'm not even a chick.
It's in the commercials. They're $40 a pair.
And they make it sound like these 19, 20-year-old chicks think, oh, this is hip. Everybody's doing this. This is cool. And mom's like, well, I would have known this a long time ago.
Yeah, but
that's what I want to wear. I want to wear a pair of big Huggies, except they're slim.
It's not like that.
They're slim. But I want all my period stuff to be smushed in there and pushed up against the rest of my body.
Oh, my God.
That'd be great.
And I'm thinking, how about women in Arizona, Texas, et cetera, where it's like 100 degrees, boy, that stench is going to be really aromatic.
Not even that. That is not even actually, there's a lot of possible secondary bacterial problems, I bet that's going to happen.
I think.
Remember, these new products, I bet, 2, 3, 4 years from now, there's going to be lawsuits all over the place.
Like
with
those, what were those?
The
Tampax. Sponges?
Yeah, the Tampax. Yeah,
the sponges.
In the 80s. It had toxic shock syndrome, remember?
They did. And now
bad stuff, yeah.
Yeah, back in the 80s, early 80s.
These women are clean shaven. And imagine all that stuff.
Yeah.
Boy, we sure got the hell off your freaking reading. But you know what? Hey, Lisa, here you go. Here you go.
Yeehaw!
She didn't say it tonight. Yeehaw, but there she is. Hey, here's your actual card. I pulled it a long time ago. Her rebel card says, you are talented and frickin' amazing.
Yes.
The world needs your power. Use your voice. Don't just use it for dumb stuff.
Shit.
You
dumb shit.
I had 30 lashes about a week and a half ago for being vulgar. So.
No, it was from you saying vulgar things yourself. It wasn't about the deck.
You told me I couldn't even say these anymore.
Well, I got a little too carried away.
Oh, I'm sitting next to a female Hitler. She doesn't have the mustache, but she does have the little... Well, I got abused. I got emotional because I got emotionally beaten up over...
He broke down in racking sobs.
I didn't.
Yeah. And they're all laughing. Look at
I was totally... I was Satan. I was Satan me. I was Satan that night because I said things and did things.
We don't need to get excited from Blog Talk or
Facebook.
But
these things will do that.
Yeah.
I have no fear.
Okay.
Anyway, all right. Thank you so much, Lisa.
Let's go to, we're going to, Lisa, we want a full report tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to be here. We're going to do our Saturday night show. It'll be the night before Mother's Day. In the UK, folks, it will be Mother's Day. I don't know if they give a shit.
No, they have a different Mother's Day.
What do they have?
When is it, folks?
Do they have a Mother's a Bitch Day or something? And it's a different day? I don't know.
Their Mother's Day is in a different season, as far as I know.
This is my 1-2 punch day because my dad's birthday and Mother's Day are always within a 5-6 day period, depending on how it falls out. So tomorrow's my dad's birthday.
And
Sunday is Mother's Day,
so
I got to go bang on the presents.
His parents, you know, they're in their 80s. They are so gracious. And for years, he kept giving his mother a gift certificate to a certain restaurant.
Oh, that was back in the,
80s?
Early
90s.
Mid-90s, mid to late 90s.
One time we went
there. Which now it's better, though. They like it now.
And we went there with her. and the father, and it took forever, and we never got a place to sit. And as we're walking out, his mother goes, "Oh, my God, I hate that restaurant. I don't know why I go here."
Mm-hmm.
And Jim and I were, like, busting out laughing as quietly as we could because we kept sending them gift certificates to that place.
And we didn't like it either, but we thought it was just because they were in Virginia.
Yeah, so anyway, guess you had to be there.
But I will give them credit. We're still not going to name it. It's not like that anymore, that place.
No, it's marginally better.
Well, I think it's a lot
better.
It's
a chain.
It's a ton better than it was back in those days. I like it now. But anyway, let's do it, Deb. You like that smell? I like it. Remember, I replaced them the other day. The air freshener kills the Hawaiian breeze. You can smell it.
Where's it coming from? Oh, yeah.
All right, we're doing. Let's go to. Let's see my list.
Two.
We shall do it.
Okay, let's go.
Then I gotta make a cocktail.
Yeah.
Area code 630. Welcome to the show, 630.
Hello, hello.
Thank you for holding forever.
You are on the air. And your name?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. This is Jenna. How are you?
Jenna.
Hi. We're good. How are you?
We talked to her what?
Good.
5 days. Or maybe less, I don't remember.
No, I think it was probably a month ago.
Oh.
It's been a while.
Then we have another 6-3. Then we have even another 6-3.
Oh, different. You do, because I...
Not me calling, Lily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we have another from the side.
I think we have a Nancy.
It is, you know what, when you look at where it's from, it is a shining problem with people.
Yeah.
All right, well, hey, you have the floor.
Yeah, tell us.
Well, I guess I'm just my burning question. My burning question is just curious about my current relationship and, like, I don't know, just the state of, you know, things.
Your current relationship.
Is that the baby?
Should I go?
Is that the baby daddy?
Is that the baby daddy relationship or
yes,
not?
Yes.
Yes.
And what is that current status? Catch us up. What is that status?
Yeah, are you?
Well, you're married.
I mean, we're married and we live together.
Hello there, beauty.
Every time I call, it's like I try to be alone, and then by the time I get on air, I'm like not alone.
Oh, that's okay. So it's your husband. Where are you? Are you in the high point or the low point?
It's like dips and, you know, it goes in waves, but mostly it's gone slow for a while.
Okay.
And
you'd like to know, is it going to stay there? Or is it going to...
Is it going to stay there? Or, you know, like, is if it's just time to move on? And, like, if so, like, what? Is there something in the future, you know?
Come on, Mom.
Hey, baby.
Well, you know something. People don't often realize this, but... People keep growing even when they're married. The goal is to grow together.
I need a little break.
It always happens, as we know, from our divorce rate. Yes, so I'm laying out the cards. Yes, I am. I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Can you still have children? I mean, I'm seeing another child here.
I've been told that, but I just, like, get worried because of the state of our relationship, and then just, like, I am older, so, you know. I would love to have another child, but I just, it's been a lot of, like, should I, shouldn't I?
Well, if it isn't with this husband, it would be with the next man to come. Because there is a male child coming into your life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
About this. Well, let me get a good look. There seems to be certain aspects in your relationship that are lacking, things you need that I see you're not getting. And I wonder, have you spoken to him about this? Have you tried to have a conversation?
It's been conversations for years and nothing changes. So it's just kind of like what I just don't want to be like, I'm not going to like sacrifice like my life for, I know I made an oath. I know I made a commitment, but
yeah,
I just want to live. I want to live a life, not be like sentenced to a life.
Yeah. You are characterized as if you're sitting on the curb of a street. And the parade is passing you by. And you want to be in the parade. You're tired of sitting out. You know, by the time men realize that we are serious, a lot of times we're already halfway at least out the door. And it's too late. So you have told him, you've told him here, and I see that, but I feel somebody else is coming for you. And have you already met him? Are you communicating with him?
I haven't. I'm not, there's no, I have no desire to, like, you know, look outside of my relationship or anything like that. You know, it's just like, if or when I leave, like, it's really just, you know, getting myself settled and my daughter, you know.
Yeah, I get it. And, you know, eventually I do feel the two of you are going to part. And it could bring you back together or it will be moving further apart.
It'll make it what they call a decision point.
Yeah, that's
that we have in the shipyard for some of our work.
Yes, that's where you're headed.
Sometimes we have a planned decision point built into our procedure. All right, we're going to come to this point. Here's your two paths. It's a planned decision point, either this or that.
And that's where you're headed. And I think that a separation will do you well. For one thing, it'll show him that you need it. And you could end up with a better man out of this, but I am seeing something new intercepting. You know, he's going to...
It's going to fill a need, a gap, or something that the other person was not fulfilling, right?
Right, and if you are separated, you can do that.
And, you know, like she just said earlier, I heard her say, she doesn't want to just go down a path of despair and unhappiness. She's not going to do that. She wants this to work out. She's realistic in saying, I'm not going to just go down this. If the ship is on fire... I'm not going to sit there and go down while it's burning.
And if you were to put a gun to my head right now and said, tell me, Deborah, which way is it going?
Tell me more.
I really think that you will not be with him in the long term. He'll be with somebody else. And don't feel
bad.
He's going to have something to do.
I think she knows.
I just feel like he's just been so unhappy, and I know people go through things, and I'm not trying to not be supportive, but every time, honestly, since we've had my daughter, who just turned 4, like, you know, it's always like, hey, let's go do this. No, we can't. We're broke. I'm tired. I don't, like, it's, like, literally been most of our entire relationship, and I'm just... So like, sick of it, and
Well, you know what?
I think you're going to have to take the break. I really do.
Yeah.
And he's going to find somebody else, so make sure that you're serious about wanting...
About a break.
About a break.
Because, how many times have we seen on those shows where they say, hey, we're going on a break, and then the other person finds a person like... What are you doing? You're cheating on me. It's like, wait a second. We're on a damn break. A break is a break.
It's what Ross said to
People
Rachel.
People have to, I don't
we
care
were on
that.
A break.
People have to realize when you take a break, that means you're like temporarily single. And that's one person thinks that and the other person doesn't. You got to be on the same page.
Absolutely.
If you're going to go on a break, go down the list on rules for the break.
And you know something happens. As much as we adore and love our kids, They are very hard on a relationship.
Hell yeah. And
they really are.
And it's a stressor, right? It's a stressor.
Absolutely.
It is a stressor, but that relationship was meant to be as a family, because kids are part of a family, then you should be able to overcome the stress.
Yeah, you do. You will.
It's
really
been so long.
Your future is calling you, Jenna.
How long? Well, she said, but so how long are we talking about this?
I mean, honestly, like, you know, we got married and, like, I feel like, honestly, like, short after, like, I feel like it's, like, the second he had to take on all this, like, responsibility of a house and then a baby, like, I just feel like he's just been a miserable person. Instead of, like, realizing, like, you go with the flows, you have ups and downs. Sometimes you're, like, in the green, sometimes you're in the red, you know, it's just part of life. And I feel like at our age, like, you just have to accept those things. It's not, like, I get when you're younger, like, you feel like it's the end of the world. But, like, now, no.
You say our age. What
age are you?
I'm 38, and he's 42.
Okay, so.
I understand. You know what, you're right, though, even though me and her are older. At that age, you got to, at least at that point, about family and all that stuff, you should have that figured out. You're right.
Is he willing to consider that he's got depression and could get some help for it?
He does, but he's also very, like, stubborn, where, like, he doesn't think, like, therapy is beneficial and or worth it, whether that's for himself or when I suggested it for us. You know, like, he's like, you know, we could talk through our problems, but it's been 4 years and we can't. We have the conversations after things, like, build up, so really, like, heated arguments, right? And then nothing changes. And I'm not saying it's just him, but at least, like, I feel like I'm the one who keeps coming to the table with, like, at least ideas for solutions that he just keeps shutting down.
Well,
and
Yeah, when you make that move, hon, you let him know. Yeah, we are going to separate. He's going to start making all kinds of
decisions.
This is when, what would you call that, where they, I don't know what the word would be. But he's gonna wanna, you know, if he's desperate to save the relationship,
it would be damage control. Basically. We're doing damage control, but even then, it might still be not real sincere unless it's a piece of damage control going.
Exactly.
But sometimes guys are like, oh no, I want you out of it, and then they go back, right?
You two have lost. Here's what it is. You two have lost the friendship that brought you together.
I was going to sing the song from the Top Gun.
Which one?
You've lost love and fear. Whoa. All right, yeah, go back.
Yeah, I mean, that was there. We used to have a lot of fun together.
It's gone.
And now
gone,
there's a big empty
gone,
place.
Gone.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So
I mean, it was fun, but it was brief.
Well, hon, I hope you'll keep calling us. I mean, at least gives you somebody to talk to.
You know, I'm just curious, and I know he kind of brought it up, but I want to know, like I said, I'm 38. So even if I were to find, like, meet somebody else, it's not like I'm just going to meet him and then have a baby. Like, you know, I just, like, I don't know. I would love to have a second child. I would love for my daughter to have a sibling.
I didn't know what she was saying. Yeah.
Well, this looks
that's
like
what I was worried about.
This looks like it's going to come through a moment of spontaneity and not thinking about what you're doing. And bada boom, guess who's looking at the pee stick saying, oh, I'm pregnant.
Yeah, you know.
But you're young enough to still have another baby.
Oh, God. 38.
My God. I have a client from New York who just had one at age 53 years old.
That's when you start
that's
thinking.
Pushing it. Yeah.
That's not really, I don't think it's right.
That's like a change of life, baby.
It's not right for the kids.
Well, the parents are going to be old.
They might not, in theory, they might not let the kid graduate. But anyway, go ahead, Deb.
Well, I'll tell you, your daughter sounds absolutely darling. She's gorgeous.
She really is.
You're going to miss the right choices, honey. There's no doubt in my mind. Yeah, so, holy jeez. How old is your child, then?
She just turned 4 in April.
There you go. So she's very normal.
You may have a budding radio star there. You know, if they still have radio in 20 years. Yeah.
You got to watch out, though, because video.
Theatrical, I always say. We're going to go to your.
Oh, yes. Okay.
All right. Real
now,
quick for you.
Yeah, there we go.
Your rubble card reading is Ask an Effing Expert. Don't rely on your friends or the internet. Listen to a damn professional. And you just did. You listened to a professional.
Call us again, hon. We'll walk through.
Word up on that, dog.
Thank you. I so appreciate
your
time and energy and insight.
Even this.
Thank you. All right, honey, take care. Thank you so much, my dear. We'll talk to you soon. All right, folks.
Unfortunately. Oh, international shout out to Laura from Canada.
Yeah. Her mother had her when she was 45. That used to be called a change of life baby.
Yeah, and Jeanette's talking about what we talked about the other day.
Well, and here's something for you.
79.
I had an IUD. For over 10 years.
It's terrible.
What? An IUD?
But Jeanette, the thing we talked about the other day, De Niro having a kid at 79. I hope that that mom has another really good guy lined up to step in as a father, because De Niro's going to be toast. We already know that. Hopefully she has a really good guy to be the father.
Let me finish here. Yeah, because there is a little point here
that
I have this IUD. The Paragard, whatever it was called, but it had expired 2 years earlier. And when I went and they, you know, they do now these internal ultrasounds. And the technician looked at me and she said, "Oh boy, lady, you could have had a kid at any time here.
It wasn't aligned properly?"
No, it had expired. It said it had a 10-year life expectancy.
How does it expire? Well, I know what. Actually, we don't have time.
I have no idea.
Yeah, well, we don't have time to get into technology.
She said it wasn't offering any protection
anymore.
Yeah,
I don't have any time to get into that technology.
IUD. I thought, oh my God, I'd already had five live ones, two that I lost.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
And that too. And I thought, so we can't always rely on, you know, the science involved.
Science!
Look at that.
That was that song. She was blinded by science.
She blinded me.
Oh, she blinded me with science. All right, anyway, go ahead. Great tune.
All right, everybody. Unfortunately, I have an appointment.
We're at a minute and a half.
I have an appointment with my...
As you can hear, other than Blog Talkers first, we're sorry Blog Talkers that have been on hold for how long it's been. We apologize.
Yes, we're really sorry, but, you know, the list keeps getting bigger.
You should be on first. You should be first and last.
Yeah, you got to try to be first. You're going to be able to sign up for my free class really soon. I will make sure the link gets out to everyone.
Lots of stuff's going on. We're building a new website. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a whole bunch of transition stuff going on. Oh, we got to go right now. Better turn down, Deb, because you know what I'm blasting.
Yes, everybody. We will be back to the Psychic Love Talk show here on Blog Talk Radio tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. See you then. Bye-bye.